And now, from the Mammoth Oasis, the woman who's decided to do today's entire show, from bed, the sports widow, Molly Erdman.
But I've been awake for hours.
Absolutely.
And out of bed.
Yes.
And out of the house.
And to be fair, you're not in bed as you're on bed.
It's just where I've chosen to sit. I'm taking advantage of our long microphone cord.
And our new format.
That's right.
So why don't we just get right into the new format,
yeah.
Which anyone listening may not get because they're maybe normally listening.
Right.
But anyone watching would get because right now they're not watching anything.
There's nothing.
Which is to say, normally we simultaneously record our podcast for iTunes and we broadcast it on Facebook Live.
Correct.
But each new month brings a new phase of this podcast, and April is bringing a new format where we're going to try to do one audio podcast a week and one live Facebook broadcast a week.
Separately,
and they will not repeat.
Right.
So it's not that you have to choose one or the other. You don't. But you may have to mix your media now.
Yeah.
And I don't know if everyone's into that. This is a new experiment, and we'll see what it does.
But that's okay. Our podcasts are not really episodic. You know, they stand alone.
That's true. You could listen to anyone at any time and get the same reaction. And as always, I always do my show for the audio, so it'll be interesting to see what happens when we're just doing the live broadcast.
You probably will just hide under the table,
yeah,
or something, I guess.
I'm just so dedicated to the audio portion.
Well, this is your moment to shine, then.
It is. And now, normally, the audio will be coming out on Mondays, but this week we did not because the final game was on Monday, mm-hmm, and we wanted to see that first.
The final game of everything.
Of the
Wouldn't
NCAA
it be amazing
tournament.
If it was just the final game?
Well, you know what? Every day that passes, any game could be the final game.
Yikes.
Whoa. That's not the real reason we didn't do it Monday. We just got kind of ahead of ourselves, right?
No, I think I was busy most of the day Monday.
You were busy. Mm-hmm. She's indicating that I was not.
No, you
busy,
may have been,
course.
But I was out of the house.
Right. I may have been busy.
I can only keep track of my busyness. I can't be expected to keep track of your busyness as well.
No. I could probably keep track of your busyness since I'm less busy. But then that would be part of my busyness.
Yikes.
What a waste would that be?
What a waste would it be?
Okay.
So
here we are, and we will talk a little sports since it's kind of the end of your favorite sports time of year, Mal.
Well, listen.
And that ended a little bit earlier than the weekend this year.
The March Madness?
Yeah, because March Madness ended for you last weekend.
Yeah, and nothing could prove my point better about how important it is to have at least one bracket if you want to enjoy the tournament.
Yeah.
Because as soon as I was out, I didn't care at all.
I didn't
watch a single other game.
Right.
The one Monday night was on, but I was doing other stuff while it was on.
And it was a horrible game.
It was just not.
You lost interest.
I 100% lost interest.
Now, and that's I think that defines the basic difference between you and I. Which, a basic difference between you and I, will say. Obviously, I'm a sports addict, and you are a informed novice.
Yeah.
Maybe even, I think you're on the edge of beyond novice, actually.
Well, I wouldn't even put it in terms of, like, a level, because I'm not trying to attain a greater level.
Right, right.
I don't even want to say enthusiast.
No,
occasional semi-enthusiast.
Right. And you've been exposed to it so much that you've absorbed some, like radiation. You can't help but have been infected.
Being married to you is the Chernobyl of sports.
But now Chernobyl, from what I hear, is just flourishing. There's wildlife all around there.
Yeah. It only took, 30 years?
That's a lot less than they thought it would take. I'm not defending
nuclear
meltdowns.
So 30 years from now, I can expect
to be. I think, Molly, honestly, you know, I would never turn down a career in sports broadcasting in any way, shape, or form. But
right.
I think you have a better future in it.
I needed to get in much earlier.
Yeah, probably. Me too.
I truly think that if I had, like, right out of college or in college, been like, this is what I want to do.
Yeah. Oh, with anything.
Right.
With anything.
That's the well, other than acting.
Right. But then we got into improvising, which, as I've said many times, you know, by its nature, it lends itself to kind of ADD / laziness behavior. That's not to say everyone, you're very organized, and I think you defy any of these generalizations I'm making, which apply mostly to myself. But like improv in and of itself, once you're good at it, you need prepare nothing.
Right.
And that nothing else in the world is like that.
It's true.
And while, you know, so, and we've said before, we're directionless.
Yikes. I said yikes 3 times now today.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I don't mean that in a bad way. We're just on to the next thing. Point being, you lost interest in the series.
100%.
And I gained interest because I have a few teams that I root for in college basketball. And this is another good, if you want to keep interested in a sport.
Have a team.
Have a couple teams.
Sure.
Even better. Like, I can't help it in baseball. I'm bred as a Yankees fan. So, same thing with Nebraska football. I can't really like a lot of other stuff in those sports because I'm so hardcore. But I don't have a college basketball team, so that allows me to cherry pick amongst, usually, because I hate Duke, North Carolina and Kentucky are my teams. And now, one of them are almost always in the Final Four.
Well, that goes along with your Yankee heritage of...
But that's geographical, to be fair.
Yeah, sure.
I was born in New York.
Sure.
My father was a lifetime Yankees fan.
I understand.
So I can defend that one. It's not like I turned 30 and was like, I'm going to follow the Yankees.
I understand.
But in basketball, it definitely is that.
Yeah, right. No, I'm just saying you're used to...
winning.
Yes. Not so much anymore.
Oof.
If you were going to pick a second baseball team to root for, what's your runner-up? I know the ones you root against.
Yeah, certainly not the Red Sox. It would be none of the American League teams. It would have to be a National League team.
Okay. The Dodgers?
There's a few candidates, and I feel bad about them because, like, again, if the Pirates were really good,
yeah,
all things being equal in the National League, Pirates.
Because you like their hats?
And in 1979, I like the We Are Family team.
I like when this happens a lot, that you're like quoting a song, but you aren't singing it, but you keep the cadence the same. Not you specifically,
right.
But we are family.
We are family. I could have said we are family. Yes.
I did that once back in Chicago. There was a commercial a long time ago for Burlington Coat Factory.
Sure.
Where it was like Burlington Coat Factory. And I literally said to someone, have you been to Burlington Coat Factory? Like I said it in the same, not intentionally.
Right.
Yeah.
Did they just walk away from you?
Never saw them again.
Never saw
them
again.
My best friend at the time.
Wow. Shallow relationship.
Wow.
I think you're really enjoying this new format, by the way.
I am.
You're very relaxed.
By the way, on our Facebook page and our Twitter is video that I took of Joe watching towards the end of the championship game on
Monday.
And
that's to get to the other point. I'm glad you put those up because I really got into it. And I find myself, you know, sometimes I can't help myself in a game if it's very tense and I have a rooting interest, which I did in this case. I wasn't for Gonzaga or Gonzaga. They get upset if you say it wrong.
It's Zag.
Gonzaga.
Which I don't like.
Well, I'm all right with that because I say things like that sometimes, right? Like egg. Do I say that differently
say
than
egg.
Other people? Egg or Megan.
Legs.
Crayon.
If you were in ZZ
Crayon.
Top, you'd be like, she's got legs.
I could be the drummer. He didn't have a beard. He just had a mustache.
Okay.
I can't grow a beard.
All right.
Point being, I get real into games.
Yes.
And I got more into this than as you got less into it.
Yeah.
I also had a little bit of a vested interest in that several of my brackets had North Carolina winning it all.
Right. I knew that.
Yeah. So, yeah, there is some, if you want to go on our Twitter page, there's some, did you put all three of them? There's some gesticulating of me watching the game at
various
points.
No, just the last one.
All right, you could put the second one up, too. That's a pretty funny one, I think, where I come after. Is that the one where I shut off the camera?
One that's up, you come toward it.
I injured myself in another one.
Yeah.
and I told you to stop on another one.
Yeah.
You can put them all up if you want. It's pretty typical behavior of me.
Yes.
When one of my teams is playing, I have to stand. I'm not allowed to, not allowed, but I have too much energy.
Right.
I got to stand, and I kind of act out some of the physicality.
Yes.
Which I also do playing video games.
You do, and you also do it even on a replay. Like, sometimes it, especially with football, like when you know, even when you already know what's happening, you still, like, your body tenses up.
Muscle memory, Maul. When you're an athlete like me, you see stuff like that, and it's just involuntary for your body to kind of prep itself as if you're there.
God.
Pretty sad, huh?
Yep.
I'm not doing very well in my softball league.
You personally or your team?
Our team is undefeated, so.
Oh, okay.
I'm doing fine in the field. I'm moving myself around. There's some younger guys on the team, which is good.
Mm-hmm.
So they're faster, and I can kind of just move less, which is good, but I'm not hitting very well. This is a non sequitur, but I was just thinking of my athleticism, and I may need to do something.
Like what?
HGH.
Oh.
Get back on the deer
didn't
antler
you,
spray.
I was going to say, didn't you have that deer antler?
I did have that deer antler spray that I bought. I think it was a night
when
I may have had a glass of wine. And at night, there was an infomercial. I've never bought an infomercial thing. That's why I shouldn't drink.
I guess. What do you do with it?
You spray it under your tongue.
Ugh.
You want to try some?
No. You still have it?
Yeah. I got it because it was buy one bottle, get two free.
Oh, Lord.
Which is the opposite of the Dutch phrase. Do you know the Dutch invented the phrase buy two, get one free? Twee halen, twee betalen. That means buy two, get the third free.
How do you know this?
The Dutch told me.
No, just because they have a phrase for it doesn't mean they invented the concept.
They're very famous merchants. While most countries made their fortune through military might, the Dutch made their fortune. I mean, some of it was slave trade and horrible stuff like that, diamond trade. But most of it was through being a merchant country that would, they would arm other countries in their wars. Mm. They would always, you know, like they didn't take sides. They just, you know, were capitalists.
Right.
The Dutch are the ones who bought Manhattan.
Yeah.
So
where does the term going Dutch come from?
The Dutch are also incredibly cheap.
They like to split things.
Well, yeah. Like Dutch marriages are more like business transactions. They're like partnerships.
Mm-hmm.
They're done more as a civil ceremony. Mm-hmm. And that may also point to the more secular kind of European style of stuff. But, yeah, going Dutch is because the Dutch are incredibly, you know, frugal and good bargainers.
And what about pass the Dutchie on the left-hand side?
Well, I think that is a marijuana mm-hmm. reference. And I don't know. I guess that's a Jamaican thing. The Dutchie is what the joint
is
called.
It's like an oven. I think it's like a cooking vessel type of thing.
Oh.
Like they're sitting down to eat and you pass it. I could be wrong.
Okay. The Dutchie, like a Dutch oven?
I don't know. Maybe I'm confused.
There's a
things.
Lot of, yeah.
That my knowledge of that song and its meaning comes exclusively from an episode of VH1's pop-up video about 15 years ago. So
so you're remembering a pop-up?
You know what? Honestly, it was a time, if you can imagine.
Oh, it was
where
incredible time in America.
Where pop-up video on VH1 was so popular and was on constantly that I would see the same episodes of it repeatedly.
Yeah. It's kind of like the HGTV of today.
It really was. It was on it was almost exclusively what was on VH1.
Yeah.
And there weren't as many channels, and there was no Netflix or anything like that. So it's like, if there wasn't anything on, you're going to cruise around and look for something. And so I would watch that a lot. And I don't think I'd ever actually heard that song before.
Oh.
And then saw it. And then there was an explanation of what a Dutchie was. Maybe, I mean, I know that the reference was about, like, passing a joint or a pipe or something like that. But I don't think that's really what a Dutchie is. Like, it was sort
of
a, not innuendo, but you know what I mean.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah. Interesting. Very mm-hmm. interesting.
Well, I learned a lot from pop-up video.
You sure did. That was an interesting little side note. Also, I guess more sports. I'm sorry if you're not interested, but baseball is starting.
Yeah.
The long, never-ending journey of baseball. Won't be over till October.
Yeah.
And late October at this point.
October.
Oh, do you know who Mr. November is?
Reggie Jackson.
No, he's Mr. October. October.
I don't know who Mr. November is. There shouldn't be one.
Derek Jeter.
Oh.
Because the, I think the 2003 World Series, because of the delay in the season, because of 9/11, everything got pushed. Ah. So the World Series went into November. He hit a home run after midnight on November 1st.
Wow.
Mr. November. They lost that World Series, though. That's okay. In order to have a great World Series, you have to defeat the Yankees, apparently.
All right.
Just saying. So baseball is starting, and that's, again, at this point, it's so...
Who cares?
Right. It's at this point, it's like nap fodder.
Yeah.
If you want to put a game on, nap fodder is you know, the best use of baseball right now.
I get it because it was a opening day or whatever. Mm-hmm. Were the Cubs playing the Cardinals?
Yes.
And the Cardinals won.
Yes.
And I saw as the, like they were celebrating their win to the point that I was like, is this
a
replay of
game.
An older game?
Right.
Why would there be so much celebration over this?
Couple things.
They're rivals.
They're rivals. The Cubs have just won the World Series.
Yeah.
Really, definitely in the first time in all these guys' lives and in the first time of their grandparents' lives, essentially. The Cardinals are used to beating up on the Cubs.
Sure.
So I'm sure this is a turning of the tables in a way. As if the year the Red Sox won for the first time in a long time, playing the Yankees, I would guess there's that same kind of emotion. One of the Cubs' good players is now on the Cardinals, Dexter Fowler, the outfielder, and they won in a dramatic extra innings fashion.
Okay.
After the Cubs had come back to tie it in the ninth, then the Cardinals won it.
All right. I give it a pass then.
A Cubs player said he lost a ground ball in the lights.
Come on.
Well, they have those flashing ads behind home plate.
Yeah.
And I guess it flashed white as the ball was coming. Not something I would put past them doing on purpose.
Yeah. It's about time, really, that someone thought to use
those lower
advantage.
Things, because on a ground ball, if you flash that white as the ball's coming, which is, you know, I wouldn't put it past the Cardinals. The Cardinals often, they claim that they have the best fans in America.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of St. Louis. The Cardinals are real haughty about that.
Yeah.
They're not. They're not the most informed in any way, shape, or form, certainly about baseball. And they're... a notoriously racist, actually.
St. Louis?
Huh. Their crowds. Of course, you know, someone will say, oh, yeah, you've seen a few pictures of guys with Nazi tattoos at Cardinals games.
Oh, it is Missouri. It's funny.
And that's just picking out a couple people.
Yeah.
But you don't see that at every ballpark.
No, not typically. But to be fair, in the cooler climates, people are more covered.
Very true.
I see fewer tattoos in general.
I don't doubt that there's a Nazi tattoo at every major league game.
I would almost guarantee it.
Yeah. Isn't that crazy?
Because baseball is such a... It's not that white of a sport, but it's second.
Well, that's a big thing with baseball. You know, they had the World Baseball Classic, which we talked about last episode a little bit.
Begrudgingly.
But a big... And we also talked about a big thing amongst the American players, the white players, that Latin players don't play the game the right way. Because they celebrate and they flip the bat and they have fun and everything.
Yeah.
And it's the same way the NFL tries to legislate celebration out, because a lot of the black players have extravagant, fun, exciting celebration things.
So they do it so the white players don't look like fuddy-duddies. They're don't do that.
It's kind of the prevailing, what is it, latent racism inherent in all these kind of things, where the fans are paying good money and they don't want, you know, and it's just a fact of life that...
Some of us go for the celebrations.
Hell yeah.
Some of us are only there for that.
Oh my God. I would be... My personality, if put into a premium athlete's body, would be awesome. The way I would taunt... I know this, because I've done this... If I was a football player, every time I had the ball and people were trying to tackle me, I would scream at the top of my lungs. you put a mic on me for an NFL
that would be
game.
Amazing.
It would be incredible. And I'm always talking shit.
Yeah.
Oh, I would love it. Oh, man. I miss my calling. I should just be a heckler at comedy shows.
Oh, God. all sports would be more fun if people, if the players screamed more. But just like, ah!
Right. Although tennis, it gets a little annoying. But I think that's because of the...
I mean, repetitive. Yeah, like while the people are running the bases or something.
I've done that before, too, when running the bases, just screaming. I constantly am yelling during a sporting event, whether I'm watching
it.
You have you ever been embarrassed at a sporting event with me?
Yeah. I mean, not a specific time. For me, the thing that's embarrassing is like when we go to a game and you're wearing your Yankees clothing, your jumpsuit and cap. and like you'll see someone in maybe it's Red Sox or maybe something else, and you'll like point to them and be like, talk to me when they've won whatever amount championships or whatever. Like, you know what I mean?
Do I say that out loud to them?
Yes.
Do I say it unprovoked or am I provoked usually?
You might be provoked.
Yeah. Well, wearing the Yankee hat is inviting the provocation.
Yes.
But then once it comes...
But there have been you yell at players on the field.
Yeah. I do. I actually got kicked off... I got kicked out of... When I was in Albany, in the same year, I think, I got kicked out of a minor league baseball game for taunting the umpire. And I got... I didn't get kicked out of, but I was at a minor league hockey game. And the goalie... It was not very crowded. He was pointing up to the crowd to me like he was going to kick my... I kept calling him a sieve.
A sieve? Oh, God.
And he could hear me, you know, like I love an empty stadium or arena. People can really pick you out. I was good. And I don't swear and I don't say stuff that's...
No, I know. You also do... hold on. I got to think what it is. Where it's like... Da 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 da, you yell it late
always,
on purpose every time to the point where it's become a definite like dad joke, where it's like, here we go.
Gonna have to mix that up a little bit, I guess.
Or this thing will come on the screen, make some noise, and you're like, bleh, bleh. Well, he said some noise.
I don't think I afterwards go, he said some
noise.
Yes,
you absolutely.
Oh,
do.
Oh man. You're really outing me as a pretty low-grade comedian here.
You asked what embarrasses me.
Oh, all my worst bits. Don't I have some good bits? I've never done... One time when I... one of Ichiro Suzuki's first games. This is in 2001, maybe. I'm not sure what year it was, but I was in Seattle at a game. I was on a Second City gig with a bunch of people. And somebody gave us cookies that had marijuana in them.
Mm-hmm.
So we're all at this baseball game, and we decide to start this chant. Late in the game, game's over, so we move into good seats. Mm-hmm. And we just start this chant, mushroom sandwich.
Jesus.
No reason. That, mushroom sandwich.
Yeah.
For like 5 minutes, we're singing this. The entire area of Seattle, of the crowd that we were in, continues to chant it, to the point where there's this little kid who we stopped for a while, and this little kid just starts going, mushroom sandwich, mushroom sandwich. He kept yelling.
That's
for us to
funny.
Start it again. It
Aww.
was an unusual, I don't think we thought people were going to go along with it, but they did. Maybe Seattle is just a hip place.
It's interesting what you can, like, what you can start in a...
Right.
I feel like someone was talking about the Wave recently. I don't remember. But something about, like...
How it started?
Well, and, like, the likelihood of it going around, all the, you know, stuff like that. At Rangers games, when we would go to those, there was a guy, I think a little further down in our section, who had a Rangers jersey on that said, I think, Zonk. Uh-huh. And he would like get up every now and then and bang on a drum. Like, my memory of it is that it was almost like a tambourine without the little metal thing.
Yes.
Like, you know, and he would just start dun, 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 and everyone would start clapping. But like, he was
you need to
there.
Have that person there.
Yeah.
I did that. I think I've discussed how I tried out for the basketball team numerous times and never made it. Didn't let that deter me. I would still go to the games and I would root. I got kicked out of a couple of those too. root for the team. And I think I had a basketball head that I made.
What?
Like you cut up a basketball and you put eyes in it and you got the school colors
oh,
on the...
Oh, okay.
You know, like super fan kind of idiot stuff.
Okay.
And I would start chants and I had these drums. I remember this very clearly. These little bongo drums that were my mom's. And I would...
Wait. Your mom had bongo drums?
Yeah. They were old.
Oh, they were old.
From when she was a kid or whatever.
Okay.
And somehow we had them. And so that was kind of the... We were the Ketchum Indians, so that was the, you know, the drum. And I broke them.
Oh.
And I broke them, like, the day my grandfather had a heart attack or something.
God.
It was horrible. I remember these two things because I...
Yeah.
Like, I came home with her childhood toy. Oh, it was awful. Didn't mean to bring things down.
But, sounds terrible.
It was pretty awful.
Okay, well,
we got to get on some. We can't end on that mall. We got to go somewhere else. My birthday was this weekend,
Friday specifically.
Yeah,
yeah.
But we celebrated the whole weekend.
We did,
which I think we've established prior that you are a big birthday person.
Yes,
your family's big into birthdays.
Mm-hmm.
Mine is less.
Yes. That's an understatement, but yes.
Your parents give me better gifts than my parents give me.
Yes.
For my birthday and Christmas and everything. but this weekend, we did it up. We went out to dinner.
Mm-hmm.
And we've noticed, Molly and I, before we had our child, especially, we were prolific eaters.
Yeah.
And we could go and take a tasting menu. There was no tasting menu that we couldn't consume.
Right.
Except for one time when we were in Chicago and we each ordered a separate tasting menu at Topolo Bompo, which is a very good Mexican restaurant, Rick Bayless's restaurant. And we took a cab back from the restaurant to my friend Brad's house where we were staying. And it was great meals. And the entire meal, Molly was talking about how great the meal was.
The ride home.
The whole, I'm sorry. The entire ride home, Molly was kind of, we were going over the meal, but Molly was mostly talking.
Yeah.
And I was mostly saying, So when we got to Brad's house, I immediately got out of the cab. And I don't know if you knew this was going to happen.
Yes, I had a feeling.
Okay. I got out of the cab, ran around the back of the cab, and puked the whole dinner up right there outside the cab.
And it was not like he ate anything bad.
Nope.
He just ate too much. And the biggest compliment to the restaurant is that he's like, I would go back there.
Absolutely. Even after Topolo Bompoing in the street.
Yes, which is now our term for when we eat so much that we throw up, which does not happen very often.
But I did Topolo Bompo in New Orleans, too. Do you remember that?
But that was food poisoning.
Yes, it was.
That's different.
That is different. But we I think for some reason this meal... We were back on our game on Friday.
We were. So it was one of these, like everything, small plates.
You can't not share food. Molly made a good point. First, if you're someone who you're dating in this era.
Yeah.
It's what a horrible time to be dating.
You're always having to share food with each other.
From what I understand, it's a good time for casual sex. Bad time for serious relationships.
I guess so. But they come over, you know, they say, like, we recommend two plates per person. So we say, that's three plates per person.
Right.
And we did it. And one of the, like, the third thing we got was this tempura cauliflower. It was so good.
And it was so much. It was like a full head.
It was so much. And you expect in these places that you're going to get smaller portions. This was four people.
Right.
Could have... And it had this dipping sauce that tasted like hot and sour soup.
Yeah.
And the cauliflower was scorchingly hot.
Yeah.
But we were so into it. Like the next day, I was like, oh, my mouth. I got some like mouth strings from going to town on that cauliflower.
Yeah. Usually it takes like drunk pizza to do it, that to your roof of your mouth.
So at one point, Joe very wisely asked our server for a box to put the remaining cauliflower to the side, or else we were going to eat all that and we wouldn't be hungry for anything else. But then after we got our last course, we went back into the cauliflower and finished it.
Before dessert, we did.
Before our two desserts that we also ate all of.
Yeah, we
crushed that. But we had gone on a hike that day.
Yes.
We had breakfast at a nearby place. Donnie's.
Our sponsor for today.
Donnie's Breakfast Place.
Now, I will say one thing about Donnie's Breakfast Place. It has a sign that says since 1978.
Yeah.
Now, this place has been in our neighborhood for about a month.
Yeah.
And there's no evidence in the menu of where it was from 1978.
And I actually looked it up online, and there was something about another restaurant that the guy started in 1987.
Right. So he couldn't even be born in 1978. Because
those numbers may have been transposed.
Right.
Who knows? Anyway, I'm not going to doubt the guy. It was good.
Very good breakfast.
But we did that like mid-morning, and then we drove out to Malibu and went on a hike, and that was our afternoon. Like, we were walking for a couple of hours.
Yeah.
And then we went straight to pick up our daughter and straight home and then to the restaurant. So we hadn't eaten anything else. We were very hungry anyway.
Yeah. That's the key. If you exercise, you can eat anything.
Right.
We didn't even talk about our wildflower walk.
We saw some wildflowers.
That's about it. I don't know what more is. We took a bunch of pictures and saw some lizards. Oh, and, well, we'll talk about my enemies, the squirrels, later.
Sure, yeah. That's a good teaser. That'll get people coming back.
Yeah. We can also talk about stuff like now my sister-in-law lives 15 feet away from
me. Well, she might be in charge of our sports window segment.
Right. Yes. Is she planning to do some gardening for us?
Well, I don't know, but we could check in with her over on her balcony.
And that's the thing. Once again, I'll say, so Friday we'll be doing our first live Facebook Live
exclusive
broadcast. And if you want to get a reminder on that, if you're on Facebook, I guess you just like the Sports Widow page.
And I think there's a thing where you can like get notifications when we go live, but I'll be honest, I don't know where to find that stuff.
And the live portion, other than if you want to ask us questions, which I think we can spend more time answering those now.
Right.
Other than that, seeing
it
live,
watch it recorded.
Yeah, no big deal. But if you'd like to follow us on Twitter, it's Sports Widow Show on Twitter.
Yep.
And of course, on iTunes, you're probably already listening, so you know that. And on Facebook, which is on Friday. We'll be announcing the same stuff, but that won't be the whole show.
Yeah.
All right. Any parting shots, Mahlers?
No.
Okay. Good ending. And let us know what you think of these. Give it a couple weeks, because normally it'll be Monday, Friday instead of Wednesday, Friday.
Right.
This week's crazy. But what are you going to do?
So crazy.
What are you going to do? So crazy. All right. I'm going to have to come out with a new outline because the listeners don't get out first.
They get out only.
They just get out only. So we'll catch you some other time.
Good one.
Thanks.